goodness.
Well, at the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me, a prostitute. I mean, that's most men ever. I don't have any money, bitch. Get out of here. She can go and send me on my way.
Can you turn my mic up a little bit?
Who, mine?
No, mine.
Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Well, welcome back to the Human Podcast, everybody.
Oh, I didn't know you started recording.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course.
Well, no, I typically notice.
I mean, I've been recording for like a minute at this point.
I'm dying.
We got my wife over here. Of course I dragged her in. COVID or not? Yeah.
I don't have COVID.
I don't have COVID. You know, like when I'm pampering her, she's like, oh, she's like a little frail flower. She's like the flower from the Beauty and the Beast that's like, I'm about to fall apart at any second now.
It's
can you help me, poor little me? And when I'm sick, I'm just like, I'm gonna go to fucking work. I don't care. I'm like, I'll spread COVID.
It's my day's off.
I will
not
cough.
Off.
I will cough in the faces of babies. I don't care. Like so far, like everyone that I've known that's like, I'm in the highest risk group ever. I have diabetes. I'm fat. I'm old. I'm, you know, I have AIDS. I'm like, oh, full-blown AIDS. Like, yeah, full-blown AIDS. And they get it and like, yeah, no, I shrugged it off. But, you know, anytime you say some shit like that, you know, there's some Karen that appears out of the wild. Just like, I know a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a person they met on Facebook that died. And it's like, so far, I know more people that have died in motorcycle accidents during the course of COVID than I have of people that have died of COVID. You know, the scary thing that we're all supposed to be scared of. So, yeah, like, don't come at me. Like, don't even at me. I don't care. But we just need to get rid of all this, you know, oh, we need to shut everything down and, you know, oh, you can't go to different countries that, you know, have it.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, that's other countries' decisions.
Well, yeah, no, I fully support their decision.
Oh, my God, you're just bitter about Japan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember...
I'm so bitter.
Do you remember when the Native Americans were, like, here in America?
And we raped them.
And we just gave them blankets and they died of smallpox.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the opportunity to get it gradually with the rest of the world and kind of like...
Oh, grow, that's where you're going with this.
Grow an immunity to it. And, you know, they could have just gotten nice blankets and be like, yeah, they smell a little weird and it's fine. You know, now kids these days don't even get chicken pox.
Because it's been mostly eradicated.
Courtney, did you have chicken pox growing up?
You do understand that chicken pox is the pox, right? You understand this.
No idea. Like, I had it as a kid. I'm like, my balls are itchy. And it was a fucking, you know, rolling hill down for the rest of my life. I'm like, 30 years old, my balls are itchy still. It doesn't change. And I think it was because of chicken pox. What?
I put your balls in my mouth once.
You've done it multiple times.
Well, that's the end of that.
That I had
itchy
balls or chicken pox on my balls?
The chicken pox.
It's probably because your balls were sweaty.
Oh, no. Like, that's why they're itchy now, but I had fucking pox all over my body. They should just call it chicken dots because it's a fucking disease that only children get. And, you know, make it fun. Oh, I got the chicken dots. I want the chicken dots. And guess what? You know, we just had little chicken pox parties. Everyone got chicken pox. And we moved on with our lives. We stopped caring.
And you didn't die.
I didn't die.
That's the point.
And we should just be treating it like it's endemic, like the fucking flu. It's not going to go away.
Well, no, that's what it... Okay, coronavirus is a flu.
Yeah.
It's a flu. It's going to be part of the flu vaccines moving forward.
That I will never get.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to be like, oh, you can't go here. You can't go here. You can't go. It's the same thing with felonies and black men. The reason they created felonies, the whole fucking reason, and they made it to where you can't vote if you have a felony, is because they just give felonies out to black men like fucking candies to trick-or-treaters. It's like, hey, guess what? You're black, and we don't have any real reason to make you not vote, but if we give you a felony, now you can't vote, you three-fifths of a person. And it's like, oh, you didn't get your vaccine? Your 583rd vaccine? Ooh. Well, you can't do this. Oh, you can't go to this college. Oh, you can't do this, that,
it's
or the
their
other.
Their businesses, they get to make those kinds of decisions.
Yeah, but when their businesses start to fucking fail rapidly.
Which are they?
Yeah, a lot, yes. That's why the CDC went down to 5 days and you don't have to have a negative test to come back to work.
Okay, that's not why.
Because they found out real information and that COVID isn't as bad as they say, but, you know, if they came out and like, you know, COVID isn't that bad, we can, like, reopen the world realistically, fucking heads would roll. People lost their businesses, people lost their homes, people lost fucking everything due to this.
Yeah.
They had a whole bunch of cool shit coming up, and they're like, nope, cancel it for COVID, and if they come out and be like, it wasn't that bad. It's like, yeah, no, now, you know, the fucking January 6th fucking riot at the Capitol building will seem like nothing. Buildings will burn to the fucking ground.
But we're already past the 6th.
Yeah, but it'll be way worse than that. We'll just burn skyscrapers to the ground, be like, oh, you guys made fucking $7 billion during all this, during all our pain and suffering? Yeah, we're just going to fucking Molotov and fucking bomb your shit. So they can't, because people are stupid and they act with, you know, emotion. And now people are fucking going crazy because they don't have any real opportunities and any real way to make money. Like one guy that I'm, you know, kind of, you know, keeping an eye on is Dalton Pruitt. And you know, I'll go into his little meetings. He has like these little space tapes on Twitter Spaces, and he'll just talk about whatever the fuck. And people are like, "Oh, he's fucking crazy," and I'm like, "No, there's a little spark of sanity in there." And he's getting fucking tired of, you know, the bullshit and living in New York and, you know, just having to fucking work every goddamn day, and you don't get to have any time off. I think it's just kind of gotten to him.
Yeah.
What do you want, yeah. Goose? But we also got Courtney over here. She's eating chimichangas.
Yeah.
Cherry chimichangas.
I just finished eating the rest of my chimichanga.
I know. That's why I fucking, you know, brought you in. I didn't want to go, oh my. I'm like, oh, Courtney's sucking on dicks again. God damn it.
Okay, Jimmy Cherry.
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't do that.
Cherry.
Sucking on dick? Oh, man. That would be great, because I'd bring whatever dick you're sucking on into the podcast, and we'd have, like, you know, it'd be great. I'd be like, dude, check out my dick. Like, Courtney, turn away. Check out my dick, bro. He's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we'd just have, like, a dick measuring contest. We'd get out wooden rulers or tape measures. Tape measures are the best. And just,
have
you know,
you seen recently that a ton of tape measures are, like, off? It's hilarious.
No, they're not. If you don't know how to use a tape measure, then you're just, you're off.
This is the fallacies of the imperial system, actually, but continue.
No, like, they are off. Like, they have, like, if you roll them out next to each other, some of them are off.
By how much?
Okay, this is, like, the same thing with, like, cups and tablespoons, so this is kind of part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just gotta just had to drink some water. So pretty much the way it works is there is an ounce. I think there's like a gram an ounce and like some other fucking base measurements that are kept in a vacuum sealed, temperature controlled room. So those are the measurements.
Yeah.
They're the official ones that everything gets calibrated to. And if those ever were to be stolen or changed, they'd get it as close as they could. But not really. Like, it's almost impossible. What?
Entropy.
Yeah. I mean, just be like, it's, you know, heavy enough to where I can't carry it, or it isn't. You know, just figure out what is needed to carry it and then go from there. But yeah, I mean, I doubt something is off that crazy. Unless you got your fucking tape measure from like Walmart or something. And you know, they just hired some Chinese, you know, fucking poor peasant to just like make the ticks on it, and they just got bored and like brrr, just like went from inches to centimeters real quick. And they just have no idea. But yeah, no.
Yeah.
Tape measures are just rolled out and just printed on, essentially. But the reason why the end of your tape measure moves is it moves the amount that the little fucking lip there is. So if you press it against something on the inside, it'll give you an accurate measurement. Or if you press it on the outside and pull, give you an accurate measurement of exactly what you're measuring.
I thought it was just a little lock in place switch.
No. Like, you know how like the little L at the end of a tape measure?
Yeah.
Like how that kind of like moves, like it wiggles back and forth a little bit?
I thought you said that was just like the hook you used to hang it from stuff.
No.
Oh.
You use the back of it and put it on your belt.
I don't wear belts.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, roofing or framing or doing any of that, you have a belt with everything.
Like Batman.
Even better than Batman.
That's true. Blue collar.
Like, you have nice hammers, you know, nice framing hammers, you know, speed squares, all kinds of cool shit that most people don't know how to use.
Because you're so cool.
I don't know how to use it. Are you kidding me? I see a speed square and I'm like, all right, cool. I made a perfect triangle. And that's it. That's all I got. What are you looking at?
What speed square?
It's like those little tiny squares with like measurements on them. And, you know, you have pivot points and you can, you know, if you don't, you're never going to need to know what a speed square is.
I thought we were talking about Speed Racer's car, the M5.
No.
Oh my God. No.
The Mark V.
I tried so hard, okay?
I'm talking about,
you know. I can't believe you, like, Alex, you forgot that with how many times you fucking watched that shit. Oh, my God.
What?
My sister hates Speed Racer because of you guys.
Because of me? What the fuck did I do?
No, I'm saying because of Alex. So, my sister used to babysit for Alex's parents.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And they used to watch like Speed Racer all the fucking time, and so like Cassandra hates it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Cassie either.
But like we had so few cartoons and TVs that we were allowed to watch, cuz you know how Christian-y my parents were. So like it was one of the few things we had, so of course we did it over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had like his little brother and like the fucking chimp. What was the chimp's name? Do you remember?
No.
On the few cartoons you're actually able to watch, it was like Ollie or something stupid like that.
Okay, well, I mostly just remember the movie they did, which I absolutely adored.
Wait, what they do?
Okay, so there's a movie version of it, and like the first time I watched it, I was like, it was put together kind of weird. But like after watching anime, the movie flows like how anime does, with like cutscenes and reversing, like flipping point of views right in the middle. Like it reads like anime.
His name was Chim Chim.
Chim Chim Cherry Tonka.
And Spriddle was his little brother's name.
Oh, God. I always want to say Sprite, but I know that's wrong.
Spriddle Racer. And his name was Sanpei in the original Japanese version. Jesus Christ. The Japanese come up with crazy shit.
Yeah.
They, you know, like they come up with like jerkable cartoons too. Like America, you can't do that. It's like your cartoons are like fucking misproportioned, but like Japanese, like they're fuck. I'm like, God damn, they fucking nailed the eyes, they nailed the tits. They don't look at genitals enough, so they haven't nailed penises like at all. Like penises look like I drew them sometimes, and that's without the fucking censoring.
Oh wow!
Like have you ever noticed this, Courtney?
I don't think you've ever what? Drawn a dick for my best friend, have you, babe?
Well, I don't draw dicks professionally, but dicks in hentai, not great. Like, not artistically done well. Like, they're just shamefully, like, they're, like, covering their eyes while they, like, draw a fucking dick. I'm like, good enough, I guess.
Well, hentai, like, they can't. Most of it is, they have lightsabers and stuff like that. They
yeah.
can't have it.
It no, I'm talking
drawn, it's
uncensored.
Yeah, that shit's done by a computer. What do you expect?
It's just so bad.
No, it's bad. None of us are saying it's good.
But like their tits on point. Good job, Japanese. I'm sorry for bombing, you know, fucking Hiroshima. You know, and I accept your apology for fucking bombing Pearl Harbor.
My grandpa was there. He didn't die.
Yeah, my grandpa was there too. He didn't die neither.
You think our grandpas met each other?
That'd be hilarious if they did.
Oh my God, that would have been so cool.
It, like, you know, I'd be like, go up to him and be like, hey, did you ever meet a man named Dick Pacheco? And he'd be like, oh, I've met so many dicks in my life that I have no idea.
I really hope they met each other. That just sounds so cool.
Probably not.
It sounds cool. I've decided.
You decided that they just met each other?
Yeah. You can't prove they didn't.
I mean, neither of them are alive.
Destined to be together.
I mean, like those little mysteries are like the only thing I hope happens when you die is like you just figure out like, you know, oh, look, you know, your grandpa and her grandpa met, you know, her here at Pearl Harbor at the middle of a giant fucking tragedy where they sunk the USS Arizona.
So do you want to know how my grandma met my grandpa? So he was like a G.I. Joe dude. And so he was sending letters to my grandma's older sister. And the older sister was like, I'm not doing this. And like had my grandma like send like a generic letter back. Well, he addressed it back to my grandma, and my grandma was like, no, I didn't actually want this. And my great-grandma was like, no, you write him a letter back. He's a fucking soldier. Just write him a fucking letter back. And so she wrote a letter back, and they were together 78 years.
Oh, my God. Really?
You yeah. write a letter back? He's a soldier? You know,
yeah, like, it was fucking World War One. Like, it was they needed a piece of home, for fuck's sake. They went over there to die. A lot of them against their will.
No, that was Cambodia and the Khmer Rouge. Like, that was bad.
All war is bad.
No, it wasn't a war. It was just a fucking genocide.
All is bad.
Yeah, I mean, like I knew a guy that lived through that. And his entire family just got murdered pretty much in the chaos. I'm like, that's sad, dude. You know, but you kind of got to move on.
Okay, so there's an episode of Star Trek where these two planets are at war with each other. However, they don't want a violent war. So they have computers that are like, it's a computer program of them sending bombs back and forth at each other. But where the bomb lands in the computer program, the bomb like lands on that planet and all those people in that area just go to be killed willingly.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. So it's war, but it's a peaceful death.
That's so dumb.
I would just say no. I'd be like, yeah, go fuck yourself, dude.
Nah. People are crazy.
I wouldn't do it.
All right. Yeah, I mean,
but it's also population control. So, like,
neuter and spay.
And release.
TNR. For humans. Just do it as babies.
What does TNR stand for?
Titties retarded. Titties. Titties and retards. Oh, man. That's great. Titties and retards sounds like a great strip club.
Don't make me laugh.
It's just, you know, retard, like, fucking, like, mentally, like, deficit people get in for free. So, like, Lenny from Of Mice and Men just gets in free.
No.
They just people, like, these strippers are just getting murdered. Here, touch my hair. Oh, no! He killed her. Oh, my gosh. I love the look my wife is giving me. Just like, no, that's inappropriate.
Oh.
I mean, you could get in for free. Like, I just pretend to be retarded. But I like titties. And like, just tons and tons of men in there.
No, you would be my plus one. It's fine.
And, yeah, just like...
You can, like, go out and, like, raid stores for, like, medicine, and I'll be the one to give the medicine. We'll be a team.
Titties and retards. Just like retarded girls up on stage. I mean, they're all retarded, but... What is it, Goose?
He's gonna jump.
Hello. He's up on my shoulder now. Courtney's not even, like, paying attention. She's like, right...
Quite honestly, you ended up mentioning I'm sorry. And, like, I ended up, like, looking at some... And now I'm down that rabbit hole.
Down the rabbit hole of hentai and just looking at hentai dicks?
Wait, I thought we moved on from that ages ago.
Anime. Well, I haven't moved on.
Yeah, no, she, like, the second you started mentioning hentai, she's, like, on whatever fucking site there is for hentai. I don't even know anymore. What is it?
Look, Alex.
Are you going to screen share? I'll allow screen shares. Yeah, let me see.
Oh. No.
God, I'm dying.
I'm into BL right now.
BL? What is BL?
Yowie?
Yowie.
Boy love.
Boys love.
Yeah, I mean...
Gay stuff.
Ooh. the amount of times we have watched gay porn on this fucking podcast.
Have we though?
Yes! We literally had a... You know, fucking episode named like Miss M or something like that, where we just looked at fucking gay dudes plowing each other at this website.
I have no memory of this.
Yes. Let me see if I can refine the magic of like Mrs. M or whatever the fuck it is.
I have so little memory though.
I mean,
I'm a wash in a sea of nothingness.
There's a second one. That one's good. It's still a little pixely.
Yeah, no, let me go into my podcast, my list of fucking.
Did I send it to you or did I send it to girl Alex?
I'm gonna laugh if you send it to your mom.
Oh my god! Oh god!
Courtney, I don't have any texts from you.
You don't?
Oh, no, wait, give me a second.
It says it's delivered.
Okay, cool.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I still don't have any memory of
this. Yeah, Mr. S. It was Boy Butter and Mr. S.
This is what you sent me.
Yeah, I mean, fucking hell yeah, ripped ass abs.
And then she also sent me this one.
Yep.
But, like, it's too high up.
Yeah, I mean, he's right on the fucking money. Yeah. Milking that fucking milk dud. Okay. Good for him.
His dick is like up too high.
Oh no, that's exactly where it goes. Like when your fucking legs are hiked up like that, that's exactly what it's like. And your fucking dick is touching your belly button. It's a good feeling, but it's like the most vulnerable. I can't say that word. What is that word?
Vulnerable.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Vulnerable.
I have to say vulnerable, otherwise I'm going to say. I'll say vulnerable.
Let me.
Like, the F and the V are very confusing for me.
Let me find Mr. S. Mr. S, leather bondage. Do you not remember this?
Babe.
I think so.
Just fucking ripped ass dudes.
Okay, anything like 2 months back ago is very unlikely to have memories.
Spreader bars. Like, look at this dude. Just good for him. He has a cock ring on, a spreader bar, and a fucking fake dick in his ass. A fucking sex machine? Jesus Christ. Good for you, but Jesus, how much does that cost? Oh my God.
And they're like stupid loud.
That's just like, don't mean to yuck on your yum, but Jesus Christ, dude. Your balls are like tied to a spreader bar, which is tied to your handcuffs.
Why are you kink shaming?
I mean, good for you to stay hard through that.
Stop kink shaming.
You know, this guy's got it right. Bald dude, tied to the wall.
Are you sharing the screen
yes,
right
I
now?
Yes, I am, of course, sharing the screen right now.
Oh my goodness.
You know, like, some of these dudes, like, fucking soft, like, make me feel good about my hard dick, but it's like ass play. It's like,
oh my God.
You know, topped toys, crack stuffers, ox balls, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so I actually got a bonus.
A bonus?
And I'm one, yeah.
Bone?
From IHSS, who I get paid through.
Okay.
For taking care of my dad. And they gave it to all the employees as part of, like, the COVID stuff.
God.
Because of hazard pay and shit like that. But not really. Because it's not even, like...
Oh, why did I open my eyes again? That was a bad decision.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fucking...
I still have no memory of this.
Glow holes.
I'm so happy I don't have memory of this.
Jesus Christ, this man's dick is huge.
It's not as big as yours.
No, it's bigger.
I was talking about Dick Rambone.
Yeah, no, like, this guy's dick is Dick Rambone.
Well, that's unfortunate for both parties.
I mean, that or fortunate. Do you see what these men are putting...
What is that?
What?
I'm just wondering, what are those?
Oh, they're things to just shove up fucking buttholes. Jesus Christ. Like, you know, like, I see this man's...
Go down.
I see this man's hairy ass, and I'm like, you know...
Oh, okay, I see. There's a clear one.
Yours is hairier.
Yeah, mine is way worse.
So weird. That one's prettier.
Let's see what fucking...
I have pictures of...
Yeah, you could. Jesus.
Oh my God, electro.
Yeah, electro play. Yeah, you.
I
could...
don't think I could do that. Why is there medical?
Medical? Where do you see medical?
It was back there.
Oh yeah,
right there.
Yeah, no, I see it. Yeah, no, it's catheters that you can put in. Oh, they have fetish pads. 15 pack for $24.95. Not bad. Yeah, fucking sounding kits. Not my fucking thing at all. Jesus Christ.
Oh my
God. You guys
gosh,
are doing it to yourself.
That looks so big. Oh my God.
I thought that was a penis for a second. I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
I can literally see your entire body recoiling into itself.
Because I thought that this guy just had, like, this small of a dick. That's his nipple. Yeah. But, yeah, no, this guy is getting shocked from a sounding rod. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think I...
For double catheters?
Double Show five. Style?
Yeah, double. Huh. I mean, it's nice that you could... That's fucking...
Oh, my God, Courtney.
Tie him down.
You can take your skills and go do an OnlyFans.
Oh my God, no.
You could do this to men on camera.
Yeah.
For money.
For money.
Way more money.
There's men that are into this. I'm obviously looking at it. We're talking about it on a fucking podcast. But putting catheters in, and especially, you know, just like gamers, they're like, a woman's touching my penis. And I don't have to fucking get up to go pee? Hell yes. You know, tie him down, watch him writhe in ecstasy while you fuck his piss chute and his mind. The perfect toy for a full medical scene. And they have fucking different sizes?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's not a bit. $6 for a catheter. Like,
it's a 22 French Coudet tip. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what the 22 is, but I just guess.
So, like, it's just a different shape tip.
Mm-hmm. I just assume they're gauges.
It makes it easy to cath people.
Yeah, I mean, I assume the 24 is the smallest and the 16 is the biggest.
Yeah.
From what I know.
No, it's the reverse.
Is it the reverse?
Yeah, it's what for these type of catheters. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And that's just length. It's not like width or anything.
Oh, they have shirts and vests? This dude looks buff as fuck. My God.
All right.
Oh, never mind. 139.
But they're like, yeah.
They're just neoprene vests.
Oh.
They're like diving gloves. Rubber. Suits. Entire fucking suits of rubber that you need talcum powder to get into. And you're going to get hot real fucking quick. $500 fucking dollars for a rubberneck sleep set.
Like, is it pressure? Like, what's the draw?
You vacuum it out, and it's pressure from all around. So, like, the atmosphere is, like, crushing you. Yeah. No. So, yeah, you can see, like, he's in here, and it's all fucking vacuumed out. But his head's still out. And, you know, still has a fucking boner. See, and it's just stretchy. And he has a fucking goddamn trouser snake.
Oh. I thought it was like a close-up of a hand that was like a knuckle or something.
Nope, that is his penis.
Oh, it's kind of ugly.
He has a good penis.
I don't know.
God, oh my God, this fucking leather sports jacket for gay men. Oh. Holy shit. The deluxe one, $1,500 fucking dollars.
Do you want it?
I kind of do, but I'm like... You know, like, can I get a discount if I get a dick in my ass? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching, for sure. Like, depth toys. Yeah, look. See, I love it when I can go into a sex store and you know, kind of get, like, the worker there a little bit nervous, like, you know, most of the time, like, when they own the store, they're completely sex positive and like, yeah, go for it. But, like, there's times where, like, someone just started the job and they just needed a fucking job. And they're like, oh, please don't ask me any questions. And I'm like, do you have anything bigger? It's my favorite question to ask. Do you have, like... You know, a bigger size that, you know, I can, like, dilate my asshole and have my husband fuck my ass inside the fucking thing. It's like, you know, Mr. S got you covered.
Okay, but we never, ever, ever leave a sex store without you buying the biggest dick you can.
Every time.
Every time.
Jesus Christ, double enders? This man is literally holding the... It's 92. I might have to fucking buy this goddamn horse dick. Jesus Christ. Large, of course. $98.95. This thing is going up from this man's, below this man's penis, to his neck. Free shipping on domestic orders over $49. Yeah, no, like.
Did you show Alex the, Alex, girl Alex, did you show?
Yeah, of course.
The website that I found?
The website?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, it was because I picked everything out. Because I got it, and I'm calling it our Valentine's Day present.
Oh, my gosh, Alex. You can't just tell him that. It's supposed to be a surprise. Oh,
Courtney, I can't keep secrets around him. He wheedles everything out.
Well, number one, like, I will buy you just whatever sex toys. Like, you know, like, I'll go to her work on, you know, Valentine's Day and just, you know, slap a big old cock on the table and be like, this is for later. And she'll be like, no. I'll come stick Dick Rambo.
That one time when you got See's candies delivered for me.
Look, these socks just say bone me. They're knee highs. Jesus Christ. Skater boy, no. But I like the puppy fucking socks. I understand they're for puppy play, but see what new and hot they have.
I really wish I was a cat.
Inflatable tips? Jesus Christ. We're just
I know, right?
I'm just going through, I'm like, just finding new shit.
Well, doesn't it make it like way easier for insertion though?
Yeah, no, you fucking put it in and blow it up and like, yeah. You know, kind of massage the prostate with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have no qualms against any of this at all. Good for all of you.
So you want to do that?
No! Cock and ball torture is not my fucking deal.
I know.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
What, the cock and ball torture ain't my fucking thing?
No, it's just... Seems like it would hurt. Man.
It would, but like in a good way. It's like kind of like spanking. Yeah, you do it correctly and it's like really pleasurable.
Shut up.
Alex, tell them the website. I think it's called Dear Lady.
Yeah, it is.
Dear Lady?
Like, yeah. Dear, you address a note like when you call me my dear.
Dear Lady.com. I'm sure this is going to bring up some weird shit. It is for sale.
You put in the wrong deer.
I know.
Did it on purpose.
I know, but I wanted to see. I just took a fucking risk right there and just went to D-E-E-R. But I mean, you never know. You can find some crazy shit. Sex toys for men. Like, sex toys for men, you either have to be gay and really into anal shit, or...
You can be straight and be into anal shit.
Yeah, but it
they're two different things.
You get the better fucking anal shit if you're gay.
That doesn't matter.
Well, like, just going for Sharpies, like, you know, it's like, good job, bud. Beginner level. Level one. And then eventually you get to something that's bigger than a cock, and you're like, I wonder, like if you're willing to take a cock in your ass, you might as well just fucking be gay and then get the vacation home.
Oh my gosh.
Am I wrong here? If you knew,
just because you want something shoved up your butt does not mean you're gay.
No, but what I am saying is, if you're willing to get shit shoved up your butt, might as well fucking find yourself a sugar daddy to fucking take you in. Someone that finds you cute and is like, oh, you want to take advantage of my little butt? My little tush-tush here?
Ew.
And, you know, before you fucking know it, yeah, you're getting fucking plowed out and you have, you know, an allowance of like $10,000 a month. Yeah, for $10,000 a month, I am definitely willing, you know, at bare minimum, once a week to get my fucking ass rammed.
Okay.
I am a fucking whore of epic proportions. Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, Courtney, for $10,000 a month, a beautiful, hygienic man comes and fucks your ass once a week, fully prepares you, fully does everything, gets you all relaxed and comfortable.
Like he gets you off?
Yeah, you get off too. Yes, absolutely. But he gets to fuck your butt once a week.
Sure.
Exactly. Sure. No, it's 100% yes.
What was the reward?
I'm so confused.
$10,000 a month in allowance.
What are we talking about?
Being a whore.
Yeah.
Basically being a mistress.
Being a mistress as a man, though. They're only
that's
after
a master.
They're only after your ass. That's it.
So what?
So, like, after, you know, the first couple times you're biting the pillow, it's fucking way easier after that. So, as a man, you know, if I get into, like, anal play, And I'm like, you know what? This ain't too bad. You know, and I see what's fucking going in my ass. I'm going to find myself a sugar daddy to come fuck my ass at least once a week, maybe twice a week, and see if I can't get, like, me, like, $10,000 and get, like, my mortgage paid off.
Yeah.
I mean, your sister got her credit card bills paid off just for going on a date with one.
I know, right?
So, yes, I will absolutely...
She never had sex with that old guy.
I will absolutely let, you know, even, like, an older dude fucking grab my hair, feel youthful again, plow my ass.
I wouldn't have fucked him.
It doesn't matter. I would.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
Would not.
I feel like old gay rich dudes are a whole lot easier to find.
As opposed to...
Rich, single women that are straight? You guys are all poor as hell.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
They have like... disco dance pole. 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, like, nothing here is like, you know, crazy. Necklaces that say fuck me or slut. Chastity, cock cages, sex swings. I mean, and see, this is another thing that goddamn bothers me, is you go on to, like, a sex site. You're already there. They know why you're there. You're not there to, you know, get, like, a water bong in California where you have to say all the right fucking words and say, I'm going to use it for tobacco. Wink, wink. But, yeah, you're there to look at shit and might as well just have naked models do it. Pay them a little bit more. And it's like, yeah. Like, Mr. S ain't afraid. Shows, you know, hairy asses. Very hygienic hairy asses. Because gay men are the best, but...
Okay, so I, like, don't put on lingerie to cover up. I put on lingerie because it makes me look more pretty and it's flattering. And it makes me feel sexier.
Well, I mean, like here's sports sheets. You know, this one. We have this one.
I put lingerie on for me.
Yeah, we have this. I'm pretty damn sure.
We do.
Why is this woman wearing clothes? What, like if you want to get her fucking panties off and eat her fucking puss, like, how the fuck are you supposed to do that? You have to, like, take her back out of it, you know, slide them off or cut them off, and then she's fucking pissed at you because that was, like, a $30 pair of panties.
Babe.
What? Would you?
No, they're like not. She's. They're just like fucking like pasted on. Like they added it after they took the picture. Like it's photoshopped.
Take it off.
Oh, yeah, that is photoshopped.
It's photoshopped, which means originally it was not there.
Well, you never know what was there.
See, like my favorite, like one of my favorites from back in the day. A good old classic, a goodie but a classic, is people would take, you know, hardcore fucking sex scenes and do, like, Microsoft Paint animations over it. Let me see if I can find it, because it was great shit.
This already sounds amazing.
Let me see.
Let's see.
Oh, no, that ain't it.
No.
Porn edits. Oh, here we go. Yes.
What? What?
What the hell?
Yes. It is the greatest shit of all fucking time.
Wow.
Just, you know, you see a woman cuddling with her cat. And nope, you know it's a fucking dick, but perfectly done. She's like pouring a faucet. Yo, DJ, spin that way. just all of them safe work, and there's people that have animated these into like people like playing drums or whatever, but you know what's going on beyond the animation, but it's perfect.
Oh my gosh.
But back to Mrs. S, but yeah, I mean, stop, photoshopping clothes onto these women. Show them, fucking getting it on. Show hard cocks. Like, that's what I want to know, is how is my cock going to look in this cock sleeve here? So, thank you for, showing me your cock here in the breeder sleeve, and having your little fucking helmet poke out the top there. I don't think I can get all the way to the fucking edge, but, I can definitely try.
What is it?
It's a cock sleeve. So you slide it over your cock, stretch this bottom part over your balls, and then you can fuck, and it gives a little bit more girth to your cock.
Oh.
I mean...
Does it make it less fun for you?
There's like a bunch of lube. There's always a bunch of lube.
Oh, okay.
This is like a fucking...
Is that a coffee mug?
That's what I thought. No, it's just a stroker. These guys are all fucking ripped, though. Jesus Christ. They all have cum gutters.
I know, right?
I mean, like, this guy, he's, like, one of my favorites, because he's, like, not fucking, like, super good.
A real guy.
Like, he's in good shape, has a nice fucking pecker, has the cum gutters, but not, like, a six-pack. I appreciate that. I appreciate...
Some of these shots look like armpits.
No, that's a butthole. You
I
can
know,
see...
But sometimes they look like armpits.
You can see...
I'm sorry.
I like how you're, like, just pretending, like, please, just be an armpit. Just...
No.
Like, they should just, like, have, like, fat gay dudes in here, because there's plenty of those.
So, like, jacked up, like, shit like that makes bodies look really weird, too, though. Like, ew.
No, like...
they've lost their fat padding, they'll freeze to death in the winter. How is it?
If any of these men here were willing to pay me $10,000 to fucking plug my ass, 5 times a week or 5 times a month, yeah, 100%. 100%. All of these guys could get it. Every single fucking one of them. There isn't like a bad looking dude here.
So, like, you'd have 4 scheduled and then one's like a surprise?
Sure. Sure, I'll fucking be the little fuckboy for all of them. And they just have to pay me $2,000 a fuck? Fuck my virgin little asshole? Sure. What are you looking for? Where are you going? Oh, you just gave him his fucking nip.
Yeah.
He knows where it's at. He ain't dumb. Ah, but on to other fucking things. So, like, do you remember going up to Apple Hill, Courtney?
Yeah.
I have so many good memories.
A lot. Alex did more than me. I only went like once or twice, and that's because your mom works there.
Okay.
Okay, well, no, when we were younger, like, we would go to Apple Hill, like, on multiple occasions so we could go to all the orchards. Like, it was, like, a thing we did in the fall. Like, we'd go there all the time.
So, what do you think of when you think Apple Hill?
Those itty-bitty mini kites. And caramel apples.
Apple pie.
Oh, so much good pie.
So, my wife brought up caramel apples.
Caramel.
And I have to say, they are hot garbage. They are the worst. Just straight garbage, all the way through.
Okay.
Boo.
You have to eat a caramel apple when it's fresh.
It's worse than eating a popsicle, and the popsicle will like drip all over your hands, and it's a fucking mess, and now you have failed dreams and ruined hopes. But, you know, eating this thing, it like gets every fucking where, and you just... And it's always a fucking food you eat in the car, too. So you hand your kid a caramel apple.
No. You eat it outside, and then you get in the car. What are you talking about?
These parents have other shit to do. They have work to go to.
Well, no, you just sit out front side the store eating your shit while your parents are fighting in the store until they're done.
I mean, like, this is what you get a kid to, like, distract him while you have a quickie out in the woods. Like, there, he's distracted and run away and then go out and fuck in the woods really quick and make, I fucking hate my child. I don't have to fuck my wife as much. Ah! Ah, the hate of my child made me come.
Ew.
I'm pretty sure there's people that are like that, though. Just like, oh, I hate him so much. And just like the bent up hate is like, why was that fucking nut like an 18-year-old nut? God damn it. Don't have kids, people. That's what I'm saying. But another thing my wife brought up was these honey sticks. These garbage.
I don't know how and why you're hating on them.
Honey sticks are hot garbage. They're easier to eat and they don't fucking make a goddamn mess. But hot, hot garbage.
Okay, what do you think its purpose is for?
Maybe putting into your fucking coffee or into your hot cocoa, you just, like, crack the end and just, like, let it seep and, like, crack the other end and it just drops on fucking in. And then you have a little straw where you can and fucking drink your shit.
No. They're sample packets of honey. You go to them and you taste which different honey you want and you go get that honey.
Just get normal honey like a normal fucking person.
You just go to honey is the
best. Or
she's
just candy.
Or what you do is just go to the store, buy honey from the fucking big corporate mob. Who cares? It comes in a cute little fucking bear. And there. No one has these little wooden honeycomb things where you can drizzle your honey like on whatever. Like
I did once.
Like, honestly,
it was everything you think it is. It was perfect.
I had one, too. Well, I didn't personally have one, but I lived with someone that had one. But here's the thing. Most people use honey for tea, and that's it.
No.
What else would you use honey for? Name three things other than tea. I'll wait.
Baking and in cooking. Like
Name specific things that you'd use it in baking.
Okay, I put it in the stews I make.
With bacon and honey.
Honey glazed carrots. I put honey in all the stews I make.
We literally do not have honey, so I don't know how you're putting honey in.
We have honey.
Yeah, we did. Alex gets honey.
I have no idea where honey is.
It's on the top shelf above the snack drawer.
You don't
That's how I know you don't use it, because it's on the top shelf.
No, it's because I almost never need it, so it doesn't need to be in my immediate reach.
Wait, right on back. What was that you just said?
I put it in my stews, but
No. A little bit further ahead. The two sentences ago. I almost never need it.
Yeah, which means I don't have it for my bottom where I grab most of the things. Things I use less, I put higher away.
It's not like she's using it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't use honey every day, and that's the point I was just trying to get to.
No.
And these little fucking shooters of honey, waste of plastic. I think they're...
You eat them on the British muffins. Like, you eat it on toast. Like, it's a side. It's like marmalade.
Yeah.
English muffins.
Yeah, never one. I currently have an English friend who's in England right now.
Yeah.
Named Nev. God, I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. Great dude. Worked at Walmart with him. And when he moved, like, I went over and helped him. And he made me an official English breakfast. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
I want that so bad.
It was very good. There's like tomatoes and eggs and toast and all kinds of stuff, you know, and English tea.
Kippers.
Just he pulled out all the fucking stops, made it all official, and he's like, "Yeah, this is what we have over there, mate." And I'm like, "Dude, this is excellent." Not an ounce of honey. Didn't even think about honey. I didn't think he had honey.
What does that have to do with anything?
You said they put it on the English muffins.
I put them on English muffins.
American swine.
Hey, it tastes fucking good.
I mean, my favorite...
Honey also has medical purpose usage.
Yeah, so does fucking, you know, LSD, but here we're not, you know...
LSD doesn't wipe out infection.
Yeah, neither does honey. Are you someone that will get like a quartz crystal and, you know, like, my energies,
Okay, no. If you don't have any other way to like disinfect a wound on, okay, so.
You put dirt in it and you just go, And you just put dirt in it and be like, yep, there we go, my man.
No, it's called making a sugar wrap, and you wrap it in honey and sugar and anything else sweet that's going to crystallize, because sugar is actually toxic. Like, we're slowly dying of a sugar addiction. And so, because it's so toxic, it basically prevents more infection happening, because it's literally killing off the flesh because it's toxic.
Yeah, I mean, right now sugar we have high...
In large quantities, it's toxic.
Yeah.
That's why high fructose corn syrup is bad. But, I mean, yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Sugar is really, really bad.
My favorite thing I've ever gotten from fucking Apple Hill, on God, is this little pig. It was a little itty-bitty tiny pig. It was handheld, just, and you'd squeeze it and it'd poop. But it'd be like a little stress ball. And after you, like, release the squeeze, like, the poop would go back inside and, like, you know, have, like, a little brown poop that came out and, like, boop, boop, boop. And it was my favorite fucking thing. I lost it one year, and I looked for it every single... That was the only reason I ever went to Apple Hill, is to look for another one of these fucking pigs. I understand I can get one today. I can go on Amazon right now and look for a pooping pig. And be like, relive the fucking glory. But it's not going to be the same. It lives in my brain as amazing. And my other favorite memory from Apple Hill is I was sitting there, and they have these yo-yos, these water balloon yo-yos. They're like attached to a rubber band, attached to like a water balloon. It's a sturdy ass... What? Yeah. I don't want it now. I'm fucking grown up.
I just wanted to see what it was.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Not what I imagined whatsoever.
Yeah, pooping pig. But so there's these yo-yos that, you know, are just on a rubber band. You just bounce them, come back to your hand, and you can do all kinds of cool tricks. And, you know, I had one. And, you know, I'm sitting, you know, kind of close to the parking lot. And just playing with my fucking little yo-yo. And I see this, you know, younger kid come through with his fucking yo-yo. I'm like, I hope he, like, drops it or something. Just an evil thought. I'm like, I just want something bad to happen. No reason. He didn't do anything to me. He wasn't a dick or nothing. Just me having evil thoughts. And just going through, having a good time, doing around the world, you know. And then he trips... And he's, like, walking with his parents, trips, falls right on the balloon, busts.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Just boom.
That is so sad.
Starts crying. His parents are consoling him. You know.
Your evil thoughts got him.
I am so cackling. Evil. Cackling. And, like, the parents looked at me like I pushed their baby boy over, which I wish I would have. But my thoughts did it for me. And I'm like, I'm innocent in this, but I watched it happen. My favorite fucking thing that's ever happened at you know, Apple Hill. And this is a California thing. So if you're like, what the fuck is Apple Hill? It's a California thing where you go up to the hills where they grow apples and you can go pick apples in the orchard or buy an apple pie or...
Like, it's an amalgamation of 30 plus apple orchards. And they also do Christmas trees and pumpkin patches and other kind of cool stuff.
So, yeah. I mean, if that is your fucking thing, yeah, sure, go for it.
I'm sure COVID has ravaged that to the grounds.
I don't care. Fuck them. I mean, they make most of their money by selling apples, but it makes the farmers just a little bit more money. Just brings in tourism. Skip it. You know, if you don't really care about all that, skip it. But they do make some really good apple cider, too.
Okay, so my favorite thing I got... Well, actually, I didn't get... My brother got it, and I really wanted it, but I never got it. But he got this thing where it was like... It was a metal piece, and like it was a rod, metal rod, okay, and it was uneven, like it wasn't symmetrical. And then there was a wooden piece wrapped around it, like carved around it, that was also asymmetrical. And so you'd rub them together to make different types of bird calls, like making like squeak noises and stuff. And it was supposed to be able to make like you could like use it to make like 150 different types of bird calls. And I wanted that so bad.
My favorite thing.
But they gave it to my brother, and he threw it away.
I got from a Ren Faire was the wooden swords. Ren Faires are great.
I want to go to Ren Faire.
Okay, we'll go to Ren Faire this summer or whatever. Yeah, Ren Faires are great. They have these little wooden swords. I can make them. Like, I have the ability to make one in my backyard right now. But the fact that they made them, it was the coolest fucking thing in the world to me. And I loved it. And fake guns always. That holy of shit! Course. Like this hour has flown by, and
I know. Aww.
Before we go, we got to get into the Florida fucking story.
Yay!
It's always the best time. So, Florida man steals $33,000 in rare coins and uses them in change machines. So. Apparently, this Florida man stole more than $30,000 in rare coins and went to a Coinstar, like their presidential, like $1 coins or whatever, went, like, took some of them to a pawn shop, sold, like, you know, $4,000 worth of them, and they're, like, worth $1,000 a pop. You know, and wow. Only got, like, $4,000 for some of them. And then took the rest of them over to a Coinstar, dumped them all in, and, you know, only got, like, you know, a few thousand dollars more for $33,000.
Like, why are they worth more? Are they made with more metal than the older, the newer ones?
Collectors, editions, misprints, stuff like that.
Why is that?
Coin collectors are weird, okay? Like, if you get, like, an old, like, steel penny that's, like, you know, fucked up, but it's fucked up from manufacturing, they're worth a lot of money.
Why, though?
Because fucking people are divorced and have too much money.
Uh-huh.
That's really what it is they just, you know, have too much goddamn
it's
money.
It's like compounding interest on the money itself.
Yeah, I mean, you can take a dollar and turn it into $1,000. You can have... Like, literally, I went into a Taco Bell, and, you know, they were having a tough time. They're like, we don't have any fucking change. Holy shit. And I'm like, you know what, guys? I have change. And I bring in, like, a change jar that has, like, a whole bunch of fucking change in it. And, you know, I got, like, $25 of change for them. I'm like, here you go. Here's quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies, whatever fuck you need. And started, you know, laying it out. And there was a dude, you know, like, also in line. And we were, like, talking, and, you know, his eyes lit up when he saw those quarters. He's like, oh, I will pay you for the rest of that quarters. I'm like, yeah, sure.
How much you make?
Like, $40.
Nice.
Why did he want the quarters so bad?
Because I guess some of them are rare. I'm like, yeah, go for it, dude. I don't care. I honestly hope that he found a
host, man.
No, I hope he found a rare quarter. I'm not going to go looking for it. So, like, I just use it for the cash value. I'm not, I don't care. I've never been one that cares for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not.
They, like, fuck up their fucking, like, pay total at the end of the day, though? Like,
no, they gave me cash in exchange for the coins.
Oh, okay. I was like, that would really fuck the books over.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. But it made it to where they had change at the, you know, because people get really fucked. Trust me, I've worked in food industry where you have to give people change, and they get so angry. Like, what, you don't have change? I'm like, no. Please use exact change. And it's just people coming in, here's a 20, give me change. Here's a 20, give me change. Here's a 20, give me change. And like, especially at the beginning of a fucking day. Do not give me a $100 bill at the beginning of the day, you piece of shit.
For fucking reals.
Courtney, have you ever worked the till?
I hate doing
that. Yeah, at a cash register, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to do that at that hotel one. That hotel restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get up there and, you know, first person of the day, here's a $100 bill. You know, it's legal tender, so you have to fucking take it.
Yeah.
And then you have to, like...
Well, actually, like if I didn't have anything, like, I actually turned someone away once because I didn't have enough change for them. I'm like, yeah, we just opened. I don't have enough change, sir.
Like, seriously?
Well, I mean, he already got his meal. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Oh, yeah. I think he was ordering to go or something.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
Yeah.
Like, if he had sat down, had his meal, threw a $100 bill on the table.
Yeah, I think he was trying to get us to break his $100.
Yeah.
But we couldn't.
I don't even know why banks will, like, they'll be like, hey, do you want hundreds? I'm like, no, absolutely not. I'm only taking out 100.
No.
I'm like, I'm not doing cocaine with a $100 bill. Knock it off. Just give me 20s. Give me 5s if you have them.
Okay, so, like, my till at my clinic, like, we open with a max of $150. And so it's fucking Saturday morning. This guy comes in and picks up his cat's medication. And he just gives me a $100 bill, which I had to break, which means I had no change.
Yeah, it was
so frustrating. It's and everybody wanted to pay cash. And I'm like, I can't give y'all change.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take down your number and we can call you on Monday and pay or fucking play card, whatever the fuck you want. I don't have access to that.
Yeah, that sucks.
I mean, it's to make sure that someone doesn't come in the morning and rob you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Alex.
What?
Didn't you ask if they had any other form of payment?
On what?
When that guy gave you that $100 to break.
What? Oh, yeah. No, he paid in cash. He wouldn't pay with card. I asked him to.
Oh.
I mean, there's just sometimes that, you know, I feel like an asshole. And it's like, you know, but in the middle of the day, paying with $100 ain't that big a deal. It's like, yeah, take some of these 20s out of my fucking till. For sure. I can definitely break $100, but... In the beginning of the day, fuck off.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Florida man stole a bunch of money, got fucking shafted on the prices. Of course, all the money went...
Oh, I forgot about this.
Went back. This is how we got on change.
Cha-ching.
And yeah, he just went to fucking jail. He, like, stole a bunch of other shit, too, but I didn't see what it was. I'm like, yeah, that's typical fucking Florida man. That's peak fucking Florida man. I'm having like a Werther's like original. It's like the worst for like podcasting because you just hear it. But
it's like, oh my god, I'm like super high. I didn't think you would hit me this hard.
Well,
you say that every time, Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney's like, I take 100 milligrams. I didn't think it hit me this hard again.
Like, this is why I do edibles because I have very finite control over how much weed I'm taking. Like, I keep track of my milligrams.
Well, I don't know if it's, like... Because it's, like, a bag. And so I don't know if, like, it truly is the same each time I take it. Because, like, once in a while, I swear, like, sometimes they're stronger.
Oh, yeah. I mean, making edibles is not an exact science, kind of.
And quite honestly, is there any quality control?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean, there is. But, I mean, here's the problem. It's like, you know, you take your flour, you boil it down into butter or whatever, and it's like you don't really know the potency of the flour that you put in. And, you know, some can get more potent and others can get less potent. It's kind of just a shit show, so. But That's it for this week. We'll be back next week. Sorry, I ran a little bit long. Whatever. Fuck off. Check me out on Twitter, Alex the Truck. I'm also starting up my Twitch. I'm learning OBS. I'm going to be playing horror games. I have a heart monitor coming in, so that'll be up on the screen. Seeing how scared I get, you know, even with a brave face on, I'm like, I'm not scared at all.
Or how unhealthy he is.
I'm not scared. It's like, his resting heart rate is 210. Like,
I literally startled you when I walked out of our bedroom door.
Yeah, because I thought you were dead. I'm like, oh, my wife is dead, but I'm going to play video games and ignore the fact that she's dead right now. Because I haven't heard her in, like, forever. I'm, like, playing Alien, and it's, like, just, like, a really tense scene. And she's like, bah! And just, you know, comes out like a fucking wrecking ball.
Straight for your crack.
I'm like, ah, you know. But so, yeah, I'll have that on there. You'll see, you know, I'm not scared. I'm not a bitch. It's like 250. I'm like, ah. It's like, yeah, Alex, you're getting scared. Yeah. I'm going to see if there's like a game that like goes off my fear, off my heart rate. I'm sure there is. There has to be something that uses that mechanic.
What?
That uses, like, my heart rate and seeing how scared I am to, like, just amp up the fear and just make me even more scared.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be feasible.
I mean, it's very doable, so. Yeah, well, check out all that. I'll probably start twitching here next week or whatever. Got my dad coming into town, so next week might be a little bit rough. And yeah, I assume by next episode, I should know if I passed or miserably failed the police exam. If I failed, I have a hilarious story. If I pass, I'm like, fuck, I might be a cop.
Oh my God. So,
Benny's.
I'll let y'all know, like, how that went. So, until next time, peace.
Until next time.
Are you gonna give
hilarious.
An outro?
My throat fucking hurts.
Good.